Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Denise, we're welcoming back Master Gardener Jan Peterzelka to the show. Welcome back, Jan.
Thank you, Norma. It's always good to be here on Good to Grow.
Well, last week we were talking about roses and we're going to continue that conversation today. But first, we want to let people know that there is still time for you to get out to the Municipal Rose Garden right now to go learn about pruning roses from the experts, from Master Gardeners, from the El Paso Rose Society. The rose pruning demonstration is going on right now until 2 o'clock.
Absolutely. And we'll all be out there and helping you to prune different types of roses. And so bring your pruners and your rose gloves or some leather gloves. Wear some old clothes because they can kind of be armed and dangerous. And we will give you the basics on how to prune your roses.
And in case you can't get out there, we're going to try to give you some pruning demonstrations over the radio.
Right.
You know, it's not, unfortunately, hands-on.
And you know my visual signs that I do in the studio.
You can't see my hands
doing this, but
this is your radio tutorial.
Exactly.
Of how to prune. Before we get to pruning, I want to once again mention a meeting that's happening next week on Tuesday, February the 2nd, the Chihuahuan Desert Education Coalition is going to hold a meeting that will try to help promote citywide efforts to promote native plant landscapes in El Paso neighborhoods. That meeting, again, is happening Tuesday, February 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Garden Center in Memorial Park at 3105 Grant. And we do want to say that I think a rose will work very well in a native plant. It's not just all about, what are they called? The Texas sages that bloom really beautifully whenever it rains. It's not just about ocotillos. It's not just about cactuses. There are so many plants that aren't necessarily native but well adapted to our region. And roses are one of those.
Yes, exactly. And I always believe no matter how big or small your yard is, you should have pockets of garden spaces. So whether that's, you know, vegetables or ornamentals and anything that you have those little pockets there, and they're going to provide you with a year-round interest and also kind of expand your expertise in gardening. You want to make sure that you know how to garden a lot of different types of plants all at one time, because we're so fortunate to live in such a great area for that.
Yeah, and I mean, there's still a place for turf as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, just find out how to
work them all in together.
Exactly.
All at the same time.
In a well-planned manner that's not going to drain your water bill.
Or break
budget.
Your back.
Exactly. And so let's talk a little bit about rose pruning. Again, we were talking a little bit about some of the myths last week about roses, that they're difficult, they require so much maintenance and the pruning. A lot of people think, it's just too much trouble for what it's worth. And I think pruning is one of the biggest myths that we need to dispel here. Yes, there are, I guess, a particular way to prune roses, right? But they can be very forgiving in case you take a bad snip here and there.
Absolutely. I'm living proof of that, Norma. And ask those people that taught me how to prune roses. And those roses, I love to go back and say, I pruned this rose and it's still alive. And it really is kind of exciting. There's really one thing to remember that helps a lot is the three D's. You want to remove your dead, diseased, and damaged canes. That's what the stems of the roses are called, are canes. And if you don't, they become non-productive and weak, and they start to take away from those canes that are very healthy. And so you only want to leave the most vigorous and the healthiest canes. Plants are like we are. They need good air. They need good air circulation. So in your rose bushes, especially if you've not pruned for a long time, you're going to see this mass of canes. And you also want to make sure that you remove crossing canes. And this is kind of difficult because you may have two good, strong crossing canes. And if they're rubbing against one another, then you definitely need to remove one. As gardeners, it's hard for us to remove something that looks really healthy. But in the long run, it will really make a difference for your rose. So think about opening that rose up in the middle so that there's good air circulation, and you'll be amazed in just a few weeks at how quickly those roses will begin to produce blossoms and look much, much better and much healthier. We also talk about pruning rose canes that are the size of a pencil, thicker than a number two pencil. So eliminating your little bitty tiny canes, the ones that, if you think about the number two pencil, you can think about your pinky finger. That's because we don't expect you to take a pencil up there and look at that. Also, when you prune your canes And you do that by pruning it at a 45-degree angle above the bud eye or a shoot. And you can see that this time of the year, which, of course, is the time for pruning, you'll see a swelling around that bud. And you're going to prune it at a 45-degree angle so that that shoot is pointing outward, okay? And when you prune it, you want to see a nice creamy white pith, just like you have pith on an orange or any kind of citrus fruit. It's the same thing. And if it's dark in there, then you want to go down to the next bud and prune down until you get good, healthy cane.
Is the dark pith a sign of?
It's a sign of some disease or decay. Okay. So there again, that's where those three Ds come in, the dead, diseased, and the damaged canes. You want to remove dead wood all the way to the crown of the rose down to the ground. And because that's just robbing the rose. And, of course, aesthetically, it's not pretty either when you have. But be very careful because something might look dead, and then you have canes coming off of good, strong canes, too. So you're shaping that rose as well and thinking about where it is in your garden and consider the mature size of that rose. And you're going to take many – your hybrid teas, you're going to take to about – almost down to almost two-thirds to a half right. of the size. So if you've not pruned those in a long time, don't be afraid. You may have to go in sections and take it down. But give it a good haircut, and it right. will provide wonderful, wonderful growth and blossoms
and
for you.
I think for people who have never pruned roses before, it's really kind of scary how much or how little you leave behind of that bush when
exactly.
it's over. Because you see this beautiful rose bush in the spring, summer, and fall. And then when you realize that, oh my gosh, all I'm left with are these thickish canes coming out of right. the ground that are maybe about a foot or so tall, you've cut off a significant amount of material from that bush. But I remember last year mm-hmm. was the first time I did any significant pruning on an iceberg rose that I had. And it looked really kind of sad and puny. And it looked better than it ever had afterwards. So if I can do it, I'm testament again, just like how Jen was. You know, if you prune your roses correctly, they're going to really perform for you and the following year.
And that's because they really do flower on that current year's wood. If you let them go on for a long time without pruning, sometimes we see some really great roses out in the landscape that haven't gotten a lot of care. You'll see some flowers, not a lot. And then over time, it gradually declines. And that's really what that deep or that heavy pruning is for, is to stimulate that flowering wood. One interesting tip to be able to look to see if those canes are still alive, or just to use the back of your nail and kind of scratch
exactly.
it up too and see exactly how far you want to go down. Because sometimes you take your pruning shears and you cut and you're like, where do I stop
Whoa,
now?
Where
so you kind of, you know, just by using that, if you see some kind of like green or cream color come off, you know that cane is still alive.
That's good, viable, healthy cane. And I know I've mentioned this more than once. You're climbing roses. You know, you want to wait and prune those after they bloom. And that's not in all cases. There are some climbers that certainly bloom more than once a year, but the Lady Banksias that I've
yeah.
talked about a lot.
Right.
And in April, you really must go out on the east side of the rose garden. At the very top is a huge, huge wall of Lady Banksias that are white. Mm. And the opposite side of that little patio area is rimmed with your iceberg roses that you spoke of. And it's a place where we often have quinceañeras and weddings. And it is absolutely glorious and a sight to see. And I mean, they are huge. Those walls are, what, a good 10-foot
At
tall,
least,
wouldn't you say,
right.
Denise?
Uh-huh.
And it is absolutely glorious. And also some trellises and stuff throughout the garden, and with both the yellow and the white. And of course, after things start to bloom, you're talking about pruning and you're afraid. You think, oh gosh, what have I done? But go out like every third day and you'll be surprised at how the shoots are coming out. And pretty soon you're going to start to get these pretty little red leaves, and then they're going to turn green. And all of a sudden you're going, oh, I didn't kill the bush after all. So
what
they
I
are
thought.
Very, very forgiving.
What
and
if you've
you
had
really
a bush that you've had for years and years, you've mm-hmm. never pruned it, is it still okay to do a severe pruning like how we're talking about without damaging the plant? Is it going to recover?
It is going to recover. It may take a little bit longer than just that one spring season, but if it's been neglected, it's probably going to have a lot of crossed canes mm-hmm. growing on in that crown area. It may have a lot of dead canes also, because every plant has a certain lifespan and roses are no exception to that. Sometimes the canes just get old and they die. So it will take a while to be able to, quote, fix it, but don't be afraid to be a little aggressive and get in there. It's really going to help promote a healthier rose bush for you for the long run. So there's some great rose bushes that are actually the bush type as well, like the old garden roses that do really well. They have much larger leaves and they kind of give you more of a hedge filling as well to your area. So if that's really to your liking, then choose those roses that you want that specific effect on.
So again, let's just sort of recap the tools that people are going to need to prune.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very important. Your bypass pruners, those are the pruners in layman's terms that have a little curve on them. Make sure that they are sharp and that they are clean. Using a disinfectant wipe right. is really a good idea. And when I'm pruning my roses, I actually wipe my blades down in between roses just in case somebody might be having a concealed weapon in there. And we don't want to carry that from rose to rose. So keep your tools really well maintained. The rose gloves, if you're really serious about this and you have a lot of roses, I highly recommend those. They come up almost to your elbow. You can even purchase arm guards that are made of leather. And wear your old clothes, a hat, sunscreen, and water.
Those don't wear short sleeves.
No, do not. Because you will be seriously killed. I mean, they really can be very, very sharp. And different roses have a different amount of prickles or thorns on them.
And it's upsetting. It's really upsetting when you get poked by too many roses.
Yeah, I've been poked before and actually had it to puff up on me. And if I remember correctly, the rosemary is a very good thing to put on cuts if that's the case. And so do be careful with those kinds of things. But come on out today. Gosh, it's already the 30th, and here we are. We'll be out there lined up with different kinds of roses, and we'll give you the very best tips that we can, you know, some good experience trying it.
And Master Gardeners will not stop there. They'll continue to be out at the Rose Garden even after this demonstration to prepare for the springtime, and the El Paso Rose Garden will open March 1st this year. So if you miss us today, make sure that you come back for the entire spring season. We usually expect our full bloom period to be around mid-April.
Oh,
so kind of time
gorgeous.
Your visit around that.
If you're planning a wedding, you're planning a quinceañera, you're planning any sort of special event, the Rose Garden is a place to go.
Exactly.
Best photos out there.
Right.
Absolutely. It's beyond belief. It's certainly one of the crown jewels of El Paso.
And community volunteers are welcome to come and help
Absolutely.
The Master Gardeners.
Absolutely. Come on down. We'll show you if you don't know how, but you're interested, then your pruning demonstration will go on for days.
And when are the Master Gardeners and the Rose Society there for people who may want to be volunteers?
Each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, just stop by and they'll visit with you and invite you in and see what you want to learn about or what they can share their knowledge with you.
So. And make sure to visit the El Paso Master Gardeners Facebook page for,
exactly.
I've got some pictures there of some recent community volunteers.
Yeah.
So that's really exciting. And again, the rose pruning demonstration is going on right now at the Municipal Rose Garden till 2 o'clock. If you have any questions about pruning, you couldn't make it out to the Rose Garden, call the Texas AgriLife Extension. Leave a message for the Master Gardeners there at 771-2354, 771-2354. Master Gardener Jan Peterzelka, thanks again for coming in to talk about roses.
Absolutely. Anytime.
I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering and producing today's show. And we want to thank you for listening in. And remember that a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.